Okay, so the band's latest album, Opportunistic Thieves of Spring, came out a few weeks ago. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this, your second release?
Absolutely. Conceptually, it was we were trying to extend from the corpse of Rebirth Ready. I know that lyrically, that Mr. Curse, we want to explore some of the avenues a bit further with that one. You might notice that the last song on the Corpse of Rebirth, Marcus Cosm, and the first one, this new one, are quite heavily linked, so there's a bit of a continuation there. Musically and in terms of what we want them to do visually as well, we really try to just push ourselves, just a little bit further this time.
And how do you want it? Like you said, you want to push it a little bit further, but in terms of what do you think that you guys pushed it with this album?
Yeah, it was with the first album, even though I'm definitely proud of it, I feel that we were just starting to find our feet. I think musically and in terms of songwriting, we're a lot more confident. Part of what we wanted to do was to create Black Metal with its own atmosphere, and being able to add extra stuff to it without it stop it being what it is, if you understand. That was something that at least to me it feels like we may be a bit more successful doing this time around. Adding different instruments into it and just creating a feel of something we've not heard before. So I'm pleased with it on that side of things, definitely.
And then how do you feel that the evolution of the music is reaching you guys now? Where do you think that you want to keep evolving this sound and how in the future?
I feel that there's it might be time for us to turn a bit of another corner with the next one. We've not really had any ideas, to be honest, as of yet. But I think a lot of the important thing is taking a deep breath between them, so you've actually got a good chance to have more perspective both on what you're doing and what's around you. And but on a musical level, we'll just have to see what happens. We've got some ideas, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. Really, it's never too planned.
And lyrically, what do you guys base your concept on this album?
On Opportunity, Thieves of Spring. As I said, it's an extension of how the elements and what's around us shapes. Shapes who we are, and looking outwards, look inwards, and vice versa. Really, I feel like what Mr. Curse was getting across there, definitely. Obviously, it's only generally him that can speak for that, but I think that's a bit of a representation of what he's got to say, really.
And I mean, for the people that are not too familiar with the band, can you tell us a little bit more about the background, about how you guys came together as a band?
We've all been friends quite a few years, and we're in I've been in bands together previously, and still are. And it was essentially that we came together wanting to create create something a bit harsher and uglier, really, than what we been doing otherwise, I'd say. The general idea was to want to create something that we're using different instrumentation, and that we had some we were all playing different instruments, so it would be a normal instrument. We were all inexperienced, and just wanted to create something from that. See what happens. Atmosphere, really, and that's what became the Corpse of Rebirth. We self-released that about 3 years ago. If we're keeping up to date, that would be 1887, I believe, or 1888. We had a very good response to that initial release, which eventually led us to re-releasing it on the Transcendental Creations about 6 months after, and the response from there has been great. We've eventually started performing live, and definitely.
And the band has like a high theatrical, you know, like Victorian theme. Do you guys bring that out in the live setting?
Yes, definitely. I feel it would be it wouldn't be right for us to come out not being well dressed, so to say. It's not just about that in the end. Like, visually, we do try and create something that's got a certain element of mysticism to it. The lights are fairly dim and there is quite a lot of smoke around and stuff. So we don't want that to be the focal point. But I think it's important to definitely keep that as a major element of it. Just to keep us in character, I'd say.
And if you guys had, you know, like a bigger production budget for live shows, what would you be, you know, like highly interested in having in your live settings that you currently don't have?
I'd say that we'd possibly go somewhere down the element of having more theatre, you know, having acted parts to the performance, really. It's not something we really involve ourselves with at the moment, and we just want to go further to creating a vibe of essentially it being a Victorian living room essentially. We always put the carpets down, quite nice carpets, and when we can, we put down the potted plants on stage and just create a more of a homely vibe, as one would say. So. And I think we're just a lot further with that, to be honest.
And do you guys find it comfortable being on stage dressed up like that?
it gets very warm. John Bishop, the drummer, he's definitely the first one to complain regarding that.
And I mean, out of all the bands that are doing, you know, similar themes, what do you think that will make you guys stand out and makes you guys stand out from the rest?
I'd like to think that just because of more how we sound rather than what the visual side of things is. I think it's important that people are hearing us before seeing us because I know a lot of people would write us off in some ways. After I've seen that happen a few times and then being quite surprised by the music. So I think just in terms of what sets us apart. I think we do just aim to create something that just that little bit different. It infuses certain aspects of different things and uses different instrumentation to create some vibe that's either not been heard before or not been heard by us anyway. So, yeah.
And are you guys expecting of bringing the full show sometime maybe to North America?
What was that? Sorry.
Oh, are you guys expecting to sometime in the near future tour in North America?
It'd be something that we'd be interested in doing if the right offer came along. I'd say I don't know if we'd ever be able to do a massive tour due to the set that we have and stuff like that. But if the right offer came along, then it'd be a pleasure to play in the United States, definitely. I know there's a lot of people dotted around who seem to be very into what we do. It'd be good to meet a few of them and show them what we've got to offer, really.
And going back a little bit into the band's music, how do you guys write the songs that are long and they have all these little elements? How long it takes you guys to create one of these songs?
We basically started writing for Opportunity Seeds of Spring more or less after we'd finished writing Thoughts of Rebirth. That writing didn't stop until, the recording sessions, basically. So it's a good solid 2 years of just wanting to be quite... focused essentially, but kind of in that though, kind of it was quite literally. We kind of thought, always make sure we're enjoying ourselves while writing. And there's always some fine alcohol on hand, and we tend to be kind of sat down in the talking groups, just talking and kind of thinking about what we want to do rather than trying to jam too much.
And do you guys also consider, I mean, how would you pull some stuff off live, since you have all these little elements that I can't quite envision, you know, somebody playing them live at the same time that everything else is going on?
Yeah, but there are certain things that can't be kind of put across live, just because even though there's, in total about 8 or 9 people kind of on stage and doing that kind of, there are limits to what can be done, but it's just a case of, we just tend to find if we strip it to its core elements and just create it that way, that tends to do a lot of justice. Sometimes it works to your advantage, makes us think and focus more about what, a certain part and I think it gives something a bit different for the audience when we do play live, so that's I think that's actually quite important, I think.
Have you had people come up to you guys after the show being like, "Wait, wait a minute, we expected something completely different"?
I think it does surprise a few people. Given we we play with a lot of black metal bands who either visually very, very different to us, or not really too. Bothered about the visual aspect. I think it does throw and surprise quite a few people, actually. I think the fact that, Mr. Church is quite an imposing presence from the audience, apparently. He's got these staring eyes, which I think freaks people out sometimes.
But overall, in general, you've been getting positive response from your live performances?
Yeah, it's been getting better and better, definitely. There's, obviously, as with any band, the first gig is never the best gig. And I feel like, back in April, we did a few dates with some friends of ours, Woden Throne, Ha, and Winter Thoreth. And, we grew basically into the live band we wanted to be, it felt a lot more polished and felt like we were kind of enjoying it a lot more by the end of it. So that was a definitely positive experience and one that I think will continue.
And what do you guys selected? I mean, because the full name of the band is Gentlemen's Club of a Forest of Stars. What made you guys go towards this name?
I think it was just a reflection on kind of on how we are as a collective. There's always been people around us and involved who aren't necessarily part of the musical aspect of it. We have a lot of friends who are there who add different things, different bits of artwork, live lighting. You know, the other friends who are just there to provide support and comment, and it's felt, the way we hold ourselves up into almost into a living room, close the curtains and seal the doors and stuff. It felt very much like what a Victorian gentleman club would have been, and whatever happens, behind those closed doors is a secret essentially. That's part of it, anyway.
And you guys mentioned in your MySpace page, you just sound like a bunch of inebriated people just raving around. Is that, like an accurate description of how you guys...
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Unfortunately true.
And what are your objectives for the band? What do you think that you guys want to reach with the band?
My hopes are just musical ones, really, to be honest. It's just a case of seeing where the tide Texas, really, and kind of what's the I think the important thing is not to plan things too much and see what presents itself and take it from there. Really, I'm definitely a believer that we should we try not to kind of make too many decisions for ourselves. So A, because it's easier, and B, because it's quite fun to do, basically. So.
And going just a little bit against the band sound, you guys sound, it's not completely raw like a lot of black metal. It's not completely, melodic, symphonic with a lot of, the elements, but it's somewhere in the middle. Were you guys concerned at any point that people were just not going to get it and not like the band at all?
Well, when we first started, the original intention was just to create a limited release EP, which had this idea that we wanted to try and just see what happened with it, not really expecting anything out of it. So the fact that it got a response that it did, the fact that we kind of sold out the initial 100 copies through just word of mouth, essentially. I mean that completely internationally as well. Within a week or two was quite astounding and the thing that made us think, let's try and do a bit more with this, but let's see what happens from here.
And like you mentioned, the previous album was re-released in Digipak. Were you guys ever interested in having more of lush packaging, since that's what a lot of the bands, more like different bands, seems to be doing these days, adding special features in the package?
Yeah, I think it's quite a striking thing, isn't it? I always enjoy getting a record or a CD and kind of finding that really cool extra stuff along with it. I think it helps out to the collectivity and if you're interested, if the band's interested in tying up what they're doing visually with the music side of things, it gives you a bit more of a different way of expressing that, essentially, and having large digipacks and sold out and stuff, adds to the experience, I think, in its own way.
And in the future, do you guys think that you're going to try to, give something more to the fans and buy, special editions of your CDs and stuff?
Well, that's definitely something to do, yeah. I think the plan is underway to get a vinyl copy of the Opportunity to Exceed the Spring going, with the idea of that adding more to it, essentially, I think there's that's still at early stages, but I think that'll be a very good experience, because with Corpse of Rebirth on the vinyl of that, we actually added an entire extra sleeve, which gives us a bit of a rambling, potted history of the club's endeavours over the last 20 years, the 1870s onwards, basically. expanding the world, the gentleman's club exists in, really. I think that's something we'll probably continue doing as well. So.
And I mean, just talking about your label, Transition Creations, is small. How do you guys feel working with them, and how is it working out for you guys?
It's working out absolutely brilliantly. I've got to say that the two guys, Raphael and Martin, are doing an outstanding job, and so it's definitely a pleasure to be amongst a lot of the other artists on the roster as well. Actually, it's absolutely amazing stuff they put out, and focused on music with ethos. That's well presented and is trying to push some boundary somewhere, basically, which I think is an important alignment of the alignment of judgment, definitely.
And I mean, are there any other things that you might want to add to the growing fan base you guys are getting in North America and the world?
I've just got to say, thank you so much for following us, really. I think it'd be great to explore more territories, both musically and geographically, and just to have almost like ride the wave and just see what we come up with next, because we don't have a clue ourselves, basically, which is always nice.
Are there any other future plans of the band that you want to share with people?
There's an quite important and kind of special concert that we're doing a town in England called Bradford. We're going to be performing at a theatre there, doing like a hour and 20 minute long set split into two halves. And I think that should be a very nice occasion. I'd like that thing that will be kind of, put an extra special show in for, I think, to be honest. There's a few extra things planned. I think we're just mixing with the concerts and just going from there, really. And we'll see what happens next.
Are you guys planning on recording this event? Like, I'm reading the flyer and it says that you're going to record it.
That reminds me. There's a compilation of UK-based black metal, which I think will be coming out next year, that we've recorded a track for. I think it's a cover version, and it's going to be a bit different. It's I think those who don't like it already will hate it even more for doing it, that's the plan anyway. I'll keep my lips shut regarding that, but it is an 80s pop song.